Well, a sermon wants to change your life, and a lecture wants to give you a bit of information. And I think we need to get back to that sermon tradition. The tradition of sermonizing is hugely valuable because we are in need of guidance, morality, and consolation, and religions know that. Another point about education. We tend to believe in the modern secular world that if you tell someone something once, they'll remember it. Sit them in a classroom, tell them about Plato at the age of 20, send them out into a career in management consultancy for 40 years, and that lesson will stick with them. Religions go, nonsense! You need to keep repeating the lesson 10 times a day. So get on your knees and repeat it. That's what all religions tell us. Get on your knees and repeat it 10 or 20 or 15 times a day. Otherwise, our minds are like sieves. So religions are cultures of repetition. They circle the great truths again and again and again. We associate repetition with boredom. Give us the new, we're always saying. The new is better than the old. If I said to you, okay, we're not going to have new TED. We're just going to run through all the old ones and watch them five times because they're so true. We're going to watch Elizabeth Gilbert five times because what she says is so clever. You'd feel cheated. Not so if you're adopting a religious mindset. The other thing that religions do is to arrange time. All the major religions give us calendars. What is a calendar? A calendar is a way of making sure that across the year you will bump into certain very important ideas. In the Catholic chronology, Catholic calendar, you know, at the end of March you will think about Saint Jerome and his qualities of humility and goodness and his generosity to the poor. You won't do that by accident, you will do that because you are guided to do that. Now, we don't think that way.